Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny morning across Israel, with clear skies over major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is bringing some relief from the warm temperatures. It's a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just 11 minutes ago that a reservist fighter was seriously injured in southern Lebanon amid withdrawal preparations. This occurred yesterday and follows a political agreement. Also, Ynet informs us that Tehran has opened funeral ceremonies for Ali Khamenei with a massive show of force. This comes 4 months after his death and aims to project strength post-war. Also this hour, Times of Israel reveals that the U.S. indirectly warned Iran during talks that Israel might attempt to kill key Iranian negotiators. Separately, Forward shares that Jewish groups are planning to protest the arrival of Israeli Minister of National Security, Itamar Ben-Gvir, in New York City. And finally, Jewish groups are also questioning whether Ben-Gvir will attend these events amid significant controversy. From X, the latest. I24NEWS English posted just minutes ago that the casket of Iran's former supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, is now on display at the Mosalla Grand Mosque in Tehran. International delegates have been visiting the casket today. Ynet Global wrote earlier today about the massive state funeral Iran is preparing for Khamenei, with millions expected to attend. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli activist, reported an hour ago that the U.S. warned Iran because they believed Israel was planning to assassinate Iranian negotiators. Now for more on those stories, starting with the incident in southern Lebanon. Walla reports that a reservist fighter was seriously injured yesterday amid preparations for Israel's withdrawal from the region. This comes as tensions remain high, with security officials wary of Hezbollah's actions. The situation poses ongoing risks for Israeli forces and the broader region. Turning to Iran, Ynet highlights the opening of funeral ceremonies for Ali Khamenei, which are set to project strength. The ceremonies follow his death 4 months ago, and the massive state funeral aims to unify the nation post-war. This display underscores Iran's intent to assert its influence regionally and internationally. Meanwhile, Times of Israel details the U.S.'s indirect warning to Iran. The U.S. reportedly feared Israel might target Iranian negotiators, including the parliament speaker and foreign minister. This tension highlights the fragile nature of diplomatic talks and the potential for escalation in the region. And on the diplomatic front, Jewish groups are organizing protests in New York against Itamar Ben-Gvir's visit. Forward notes that Ben-Gvir's presence in the city has sparked significant opposition. His visit could further strain ties between Israel and Jewish communities abroad. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that the massive debts of a scammed pensioner have been erased after a long battle against banks and credit companies. This marks a rare consumer victory. Separately, CTEC shares that Israel has unveiled a $540 million relief plan to support its high-tech sector. The plan aims to shield exporters from a strong shekel by focusing on extending runways and boosting productivity. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses how a financial management company is working to reduce economic disparities across regions. By managing operations worth billions, they aim to provide comprehensive support to various authorities. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.